Jeremy Bradley here, back, not in Orlando anymore, though not that far, we just took off a few minutes ago. Dreams Take Flight, Air Canada's amazing day for kids, and I'm joined by a VIP. I actually just snuck my way into first class, I should point out, Bev Watson, president, right?
Yes, I'm president.
Well, thank you so much for having us on the trip again, this has been incredible.
Oh, no, it's our pleasure. It's good to know that people tell other people about us.
Are you losing your voice? Were you screaming on the rides all day? Are you losing your voice?
No, just a little bit.
Okay.
Maybe a splash.
Oh, my God. I'm still wet. Let's rewind, though. I know, you know, we've been talking to the kids all day about what they've been doing. We talked with one of the moms at the airport this morning. Sum up the Dreams Take Flight experience for kids. What are they doing?
They get up very early in the morning. They get on a plane, which most of them have never been on before. With complete strangers. They meet us 2 weeks before the flight.
Right.
And then they come to the airport, get a shirt and shorts, and this year a few more added things. And then they go on a trip like they'll never have again in their lives.
And they get some VIP treatment because they get right to the front of the lines.
There's no waiting. Disney's good.
Yeah, no, you were talking about, so the meet and greet that happened a couple of weeks ago, I think that's really important because the parents are meeting the group leaders and then the other kids as well.
Exactly.
and seeing what's going on.
You know, part of the things that we're asking them to give their children up for a day with perfect strangers, and they want to know what's going on. So we may have a presentation and we just sort of say what the day's about and how it works and, you know, what to expect.
So you were saying that some of these kids have never been on a plane before.
Exactly.
Some of these parents, though, have never been away from their kids for a day.
No.
So that's huge.
Yes.
And they're leaving the country.
Right, yeah. Going to a nice warm spot.
It's one step further. Well, I know, I did. I got a bit of sun. We've got those pictures on our website. Again, it's dreams.jbonair.com. So I know there's always a call for donations and support. You've got some really good corporate sponsors. We should give a shout out to them.
We do, yes. The Air Canada Foundation is a wonderful sponsor. Bentley's Canada is a wonderful sponsor. Party City, which is in Manitoba, but they give it on a national basis. We have so many Crocs, give shoes for all the kids across Canada. So it's really, really good.
Yeah.
We have some great sponsors.
But we also need support from just the general public as well, right?
Exactly.
They can contribute.
Yes, definitely.
So how can people do that?
They can go to the website and see the address to send it to. You know, they can send checks or PayPal. And donate to Dreams.
Now, one of the cool things about this is that we departed from Winnipeg, but this is a nationwide adventure, right?
Yes, there's 8 chapters across Canada. We have Halifax, Montreal, Ottawa, Toronto, Winnipeg, Calgary, and Edmonton, and Vancouver.
That's awesome.
And some of them go to Disneyland, and some of them go to Disney World.
Right, right. Okay, so your favorite ride, then? You were on the rides today?
I went on a couple. I really like the new Seven Dwarfs ride. That was really good. And, of course, Splash Mountain. And Mickey's PhilharMagic is my favorite. Absolute favorite.
That's a really cool, yeah. And Splash Mountain, I think we went on that about 4 times today. The kids wanted to go again and again and again. There's one other thing that I need to ask, and I've been wanting to do this all day. Can I ding the call button about 10 times? Because that's just something that I've wanted to do.
Rosa.
Oh, no.
He wants to know if he can ding the call button 10 times.
Hey, I've earned it. Rosa, I want you to tell them. I want you to tell them. Now, we have pictures of this, Rosa. I need you to tell everybody that I was a trooper on the way to Orlando. What did I do?
You're an amazing trooper, and he actually put the apron on and no shorts.
Wait a second here.
Wait, he had his shorts on.
They were pulled. Now you're starting rumors. I'm dinging at 50. Where's the button up here in first class? Where do I? No, okay. All right. But again, thank you so much. And we've got all the pictures and everything on our website, dreams.jbonair.com. I'm going to let you get to sleep because I know you want to take a nap.
I have too much stuff to do.
No, that's true. Well, thanks so much again, Biff. We appreciate it.